For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. Drilling work is underway at Shasta Dam, where federal officials are trying to determine how realistic and how expensive it would be to increase the capacity of the largest reservoir in California. The $1.4 billion plan would add another 18.5 feet to the dam. Any more would create pricey issues at the Pitt River Bridge. To learn more, NSPR's Mark Albert spoke with Richard Welsh, construction engineer with the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's Mid-Pacific Region. He's in charge of the project. According to Welsh, a higher dam is far from a new idea. He said officials scaled back plans during construction due to labor and material shortages at the outbreak of World War II. Welsh was asked to describe the work currently underway.
They're drilling concrete cylinders out of the dam, and what we're looking to do is just kind of verify the structural integrity of the concrete.
What's the timeline for gathering the core samples, and when would a determination be made that it's safe and financially feasible to proceed?
So we're doing the core samples over the next 3 to 4 months. We also have to do some earthen embankment testing, which is on the left abutment, because that's actually an embankment section and not a concrete section. So we'll be doing testing on the geotechnical testing on the left abutment as well. And we want to try and wrap that all up next spring so that we can use that in our design effort.
How would the project affect the current visual look of the dam?
The spillway will take on a little bit different look. But, you know, it's the idea is to make it look like basically the same concrete structure. We're not going to have to widen the base of the dam at all. Our loadings and our analysis shows that that's not necessary.
According to the Bureau's release, this 18.5-foot enlargement would create the capacity to store an additional 630,000 acre-feet of water. I read elsewhere that the actual amount that could be distributed is closer to 50,000 acre-feet. Explain to me why 630,000 is a number, and also why it isn't.
The way the benefits are allocated under that, we've got about 190,000 acre-feet that's dedicated to fisheries enhancement downstream, which will also help temperature control for downstream fisheries. And then our analysis for agricultural and municipal benefits, the feasibility report showed 52,000 acre-feet. We're in the process of doing some new model runs on that, and we believe that's going to increase some.
I'm having a difficult time, or I think that the public has a difficult time sort of understanding you're adding 630,000 acre-feet of capacity, yet it's only 52,000 acre-feet for agriculture.
That represents an annual yield out of the reservoir, and that annual yield is based on drought conditions, it's based on wet year conditions. So 1 year you may have 150,000 acre feet, and another year you may only receive 10,000 acre feet, because of course Mother Nature determines to a large extent what water flows into Shasta Lake.
How far back would the shoreline move?
It depends where you're at, but one of the areas that seems to be highly sensitive to some of the people that are opposed to the project is the McLeod River, and the inundation area of that is about 3,500 more feet. There's a whole area up around Lakehead that's got a lot of different facilities. There's private property, and there's a lot of marinas and recreational facilities that are on Forest Service land. All those have to be dealt with in a variety of ways, and like I said, we're just starting to talk about that.
That was Richard Welsh of the Bureau of Reclamation speaking about a proposal to raise Shasta Dam. Current plans call for awarding construction contracts by the end of next year and to start storing water in the spring of 2024. For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.